I once calculated that I did about 1,000 hours work in the 3 years I was at Oxford. An average of an hour a day. I'm not proud of this lack of work. I'm just describing my attitude at the time. An attitude that nothing was worth making an effort for.
He used to produce his work every week for tutorial, and as he never kept any notes or papers or that sort of thing, on leaving my room, he would normally throw it in my waste paper basket. And when he was with other undergraduates at a tutorial and they saw this happen, they were absolutely horrified because they thought he did this work in probably half an hour. And if they could have done it in a year, they wouldn't have thrown it in the waste paper basket. They would have put it in a frame up on their walls.
Because of my lack of work, I had planned to get through the final exam by doing problems in theoretical physics and avoiding any questions that required factual knowledge. I didn't do very well. I was on the borderline between a first and second class degree, and I had to be interviewed to determine which I should get. They asked me about my future plans. I replied, if they gave me a first, I would go to Cambridge. If I only got a second, I would stay in Oxford. They gave me a first.